on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show indeed on this groovy Tuesday. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And boy, if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, first we have to deal with the smoke, and now we have to deal with the dust. Yeah, the dust. Wind is kicking up, or these breezes are kicking up and just putting all kinds of garbage in the air. And there is an advisory out for your health today. It's just cruddy out there. Stay indoors if you can with the, and it's such a gorgeous morning out. It's so nice and cool, but it's just, this isn't fair. This isn't fair. I should have slept in January 1st, not celebrated 2020. Had we known. Yeah, I want to reset already, but I want to reset just this entire year, not the entire world like everybody else is talking about. All right, let's get to some important things besides this health advisory today that we're all going to go through. So Douglas County, it's got us really bad this morning. So, but all of us are kind of seeing the same thing. So be prepared. And it's garbage like this that you really need the mask. I mean, these are actually particles you can see that a mask will help you, not the virus. Finally, got this nice little card from Secretary of State's office, Barbara Skafsky. This is very nice. Just so all registered voters, you know, the ones who do it legally, can have a little something in their hands by mail. It instructs you how you can vote by mail. It's very clear. Your ballot, if it's dropped off in the mail, has to be postmarked November 3rd. So what does that mean? That if it's postmarked November 3rd, then however long it takes the post office to get your ballot to the counting facility is how long it will take after November 3rd to see who our president will be. Yep. Ugh. So frustrating. In person, you can still cast your vote. I just say do it in person. Please do it in person. Do not let fear, intimidation, the left, and the Marxists out there, do not let them take away your vote. Vote in person. Early voting, October 17th through the 30th. On Election Day voting, November 3rd. And there, it's not like it was during the primary. It's not going to just be courthouses or, you know, the registrar's office. There's going to be multiple locations to vote, which brings up a great point. Poll watchers. I will be voting on October 17th, so I can be a poll watcher for the rest of the time. So if you want to maintain and see the integrity of this election, become a poll worker. It is so important. If you are going to absentee vote, you know, there is a list that you can get on at voteabsentee.nv.gov, and that will put you on a permanent absentee mailing list, which is good for some people. You know, if they want to make sure that their voice is heard, that they can't get out and they don't want to rely on ballot harvesters coming to their doors, strangers coming to their door who are not registered with the state of Nevada, with the Secretary of State's office, because Governor Sisolak found that to be just appalling. You know, keep it legit. So here on the Monica J Show, it is all about you. All about you. Whatever you want to talk about, talk and text 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got my email open. Get to a couple of things that were sent to me this morning. But this is just, once again, yes, I know two people were shot in Virginia City. We'll get to that in just a second. But this is incredible. So people, if you heard last week, there were a lot of people who have never camped before that went and bought camping equipment. And I mean, Shields, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, everybody was selling everything. There's a problem, though. When you've never camped before, you have to know that there are rules when you go camping. You know, like leave no trace, pack out what you pack in. Common courtesy when you're stationed or you throw up your campsite close to somebody else. Common courtesy just doesn't cut it anymore, though. So 2020, and once again, Tahoe is closed. This is coming from unofficialalpine.com. And I mean, it's, as they put it here, it's not completely closed, but if you were hoping for a future camping trip, you might want to reconsider. It's not often that you see a statewide closure of national forests, but that's exactly what Randy Moore, regional forester for the USDA Forest Service Pacific Southwest region, made in an announcement yesterday. In Southern California, 8 national forests are completely closed. But what a lot of people in the north missed in that announcement, in the finer print of things. Oh, Mark, I'm with you. This is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Thanks for putting this out there and pointing it out to people. As of yesterday at 5 p.m., remember this if you plan on going camping. USFS campgrounds are closed, including some that are privately leased. So if you have a privately leased campground area, too bad. It's closed. USFS day use areas are closed, including many public beaches, including some that are privately leased. So if you have a lease on anything, beaches, campgrounds, that's it. They're closed. Dispersed camping is not allowed in the Tahoe Basin, but areas to the north of Truckee are popular for dispersed camping. Guess what? That's closed too. So if you thought to yourself, well, I just won't go to Tahoe then. I'll go up to Truckee. It's beautiful up there. Yes, it is beautiful up there, but that's closed too. All open flames are now banned on USFS land. This includes wood fires, charcoal, and gas propane stoves. Seriously? Gas propane stoves? Okay. Usually don't see a whole lot of problem with those. Forest Service roads, trailheads, and trails are opened. So if you want to go up and walk around, that's fine. But you ain't sleeping up there. And don't go to the beach if you're on a trailhead that's near one of the beaches. So much for any semblance of getting the economy back with any type of tourism, even camping. This is crazy. But it's like you can see it as a preventative measure from the forest fires. But really, one of the justifications is that these, not these, that the some of the people, a pretty large group actually, are going in and they're trashing areas. They're just trashing areas. Graffiti is crazy for 2020. Do you have that little self-esteem, or I guess these people do, that they have to spray paint their names or their art on rocks? Wow. Graffiti near Donner Summit this summer. It is all over Tahoe more than ever. A lot of people are just waiting for the ski season now, hoping for the best, hoping that 2021 will bring us something good. But people are going in who have never camped before, and they are leaving messes. I mean, there's at least a half a dozen cleanup events today scattered around the Tahoe area, all meant to deal with the impacts of over-tourism this summer. Kudos to those out there for making it happen. Because like I said, people don't get that you pack in or you pack out what you pack in. The concept of leave no trace doesn't connect for them. We live in such a beautiful area. We do. I love it. Even South Lake Tahoe has been dubbed San Tahoe, as in San Francisco. Yeah, and we've seen what a mess that has become. Ugh. Just garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. Even in, I won't even go to San Francisco anymore. I mean, if I want to smell feces and urine and trudge through trash and get hassled by homeless, I'll just go down to the Truckee River. I don't need to travel all the way to San Francisco for that. But this is what elected representatives are. This is the crime that they are perpetrating on us, is the non-enforcement of crime, is the deregulation that they are putting into place. President Trump puts in good deregulation for businesses. Our elected representatives, who just happen to be Democrats, are deregulating crime. You know, it's like, oh, well, that felony is now a misdemeanor, and we don't send the cops out on misdemeanors. We don't send them out for this. Urinating in public, that's not illegal anymore. Look at what happened to New York. As soon as de Blasio got in there and started changing all that Rudy Giuliani had put in place, decriminalizing all of these things like, you know, petty crimes and urinating and defecating in public, the city literally went to, starts with an S, ends with a T. That's what's happening here as well. It's the only thing that Democrats seem to be good at. We'll be back after this. Your calls, your texts, talk and text 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today? We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Wow. It's your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk from Lake Tahoe and portions of California all the way out to Fernley and Fallon and down south and up north. And wow, some people just don't have enough to do. The Coast Guard at Lake Tahoe over the weekend boarded a 29-foot, or a, actually it was a 48-foot pleasure craft. 19 people on board. That's a lot of people for a pleasure craft. And they discovered the violations that follow. Not having a valid certificate of inspection. Not having an individual with an appropriate license. So what, drive a boat, drive a car? Is that the appropriate license? For failure to have a drug and alcohol program. I'm confused on that one. I don't know if they were supposed to have a programmed party or if it was supposed to be locked up or something. I don't know where they're coming up with this stuff. And for failure to have a valid stability letter. So that must be a boater thing. I mean, how many people the boat can take? I don't know. I don't know these boating terms. But just putting it out there for you, the Coast Guard will aggressively pursue any operator who is putting their customers at risk by operating outside these critical safety requirements. Okay. We urge anyone paying for a trip on a passenger vessel to ask to see the merchant mariner credential of the vessel. Have you ever done that? Have you ever went out for a pleasure cruise or one of those dinner cruises and asked when you got on board after having your picture taken or just gotten excited to be there? Can I see your, do you have your merchant mariner credential for the vessel operator? Can I see that? It's getting crazy. You can't go out and have fun. You can't go out and just breathe easy. Just one more thing to keep you wanting to be locked up. Locked down. House arrest. If you go out, you're going to be hassled, it seems like. So what happens when people go up to Virginia City to enjoy a day at Virginia City? They think they are hearing the Old West gun show that's going on, but actually they're witnessing a murder in one of the stores. Somebody just walked in. But I guess, they had been having a dispute, family-run business. Let the cops work it out. Murder, suicide. We are a hotbed. A tinderbox waiting to explode. Because people are pent up. They go out and they go camping, try and get a release, and they just start trashing stuff. Or see people next to them trashing stuff. People getting murdered. People just taking out their aggressions and their anxiety and their frustration on other people. Problem is, when you look at all of the perpetrators, a lot of young people doing this. It seems like the entire 20-something generation has just lost it. I think I have a good idea as to why. And we'll be back with that. And your talk and text messages and emails at monica@991fmtalk.com, 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we need to share those opinions, and we need to share them respectfully. 884-9910, the talk and text line here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to give you a little COVID information to get your day going today, just in case you're going to be out and about. The virus cannot travel beyond 6 feet and can live on all surfaces except for anything from Amazon. It does not live in Walmart or Home Depot, Lowe's, or any grocery store. It's only deadly in small businesses and churches, and Trump rallies, but it can't harm you if you're protesting, rioting, or looting. Does anybody have any questions? So why don't we turn the Trump rallies into Trump protests and just say we're going there to protest them and then we won't have any issues? Oh, jeez. Can't believe this. Let's go to the phone lines. Check in with Dan this morning from Lake Tahoe. Hi, Dan. How did it go up there over the weekend?
I don't know. I was at Lake Tahoe.
Sparks. Oh, no, you just want to talk about Lake Tahoe.
Well, I want to talk about your boating comments. You're off in left base somewhere. Or uneducated about the nautical rules that are put there for the safety of people. Like,
well, I said that.
Well, here's the bottom line. You didn't really, you kind of guessed, I think, at the size of the vessel. Okay. The nautical rules for vessels, I happen to know this, even though I'm from Nevada. I skippered a vessel on San Francisco Bay for many, many years. Okay. 35-foot boat for commercial boat for fishing and our charter boat. And the rules for Lake Tahoe are the same as they are for the Pacific Ocean, for the oceans, okay? And the subject matter to attention as far as the vessel goes was the size of the vessel. And there are regulations having to do with the size of the vessel, the number of people aboard, and whether or not the skipper of the vessel is licensed to operate in the event that the people aboard have paid a fee. So there's a lot of ifs in there. And, having that many people aboard, depending upon the size of the vessel, it's a bit jammed up, even if it was 42 feet.
I said 48.
Okay, that's probably what the Coast Guard was looking at for. They were looking at the size of the vessel. And then that prompted them to go to the vessel to ask the operator, the skipper, for his credentials as far as operating goes, that sort of thing. So all in all, I'm defending the Coast Guard position, mind you, and I'm not a former Coast Guard guy, okay? But I would suggest you look into these things before you start whining and whimpering about how you're being interfered
with. I was reading an article, Dan.
Okay, you're reading
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not attacking the Coast Guard, but you know, I'm reading an article. And the other thing that it didn't say is, are they all supposed to be wearing life jackets? Because nothing was said about that.
No, not necessarily. They have to be life jackets available on the vessel for the number of people. Also, that environment, if were they wearing masks, having to do with COVID. Of course, I know you don't believe that masks are necessary after hearing you talk on the radio. You know, nothing's necessary. We're all supposed to just go out and do our own thing and the hell with the rest of the public. And I'm sorry to tell you this. I like listening to you, but sometimes you're really way out there in left base. Okay.
No, I don't think so for myself, Dan. I mean, you can have your opinion on the masks and this virus, but if I were so off base, then 1.5 million Germans wouldn't be in the street protesting the lockdown and the wearing of masks. Close to 800,000 people wouldn't be in downtown England, you know, downtown London, protesting the lockdown and masks. It is coming from everywhere across this country. The health minister, mind you, in Germany said that the lockdowns were a mistake, that this is not the virus that they made it out to be. The numbers have been fudged to make it look like a pandemic. People are coming forward. The doctors, the nurses are coming forward and they're being silenced. And I'm sorry that you don't recognize that or want to believe it, that you would rather believe that we are being taken over as a totalitarian state, that it's something in our best interest. So,
okay.
But
sound like
Dan,
my daughter. There's always a conspiracy somewhere.
Yeah, it. I don't know. There's something, Dan. It's not a conspiracy when it's being admitted, you know, by the people that you're supposed to be the theory against. So, Dan, thank you so much for your call and setting me straight on the Coast Guard. I appreciate that. Let's check in with Mark and Kids Today. Mark, what do you think about Kids Today?
Well, first of all, I got to say, I don't know why you're allowing Nancy Pelosi's relatives to call into this show, but that was kind of shocking to me. But anyways, yeah, you know, the majority of these kids, I believe, my opinion is, they're coming up from Sacramento and in the Bay Area, where mm-hmm. Dan has been floating in the water for so many years. That might tell you something, too. But until some rules and some laws are actually taken into effect, these kids are just going around saying, well, no one's going to hurt us. No one's going to touch us. We're not going to get in trouble. We can do what we want. Again,
but see, Mark, the laws are in place. You don't litter.
No one's doing nothing about them. The laws can be in place, but they're not being enforced by anybody.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm trying to get at.
Even for robbery. You know, look at all of the places that were being robbed in San Francisco and Sacramento and all through California, that unless it's $1,000 value, you know, they're not even going to show up for a report. So, yeah.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, when they come down here and do their little rallies and their little riots or whatever, they know they're not going to get away from it because we're going to stand in front of the police and stop it. Unfortunately, up in Lake Tahoe, It's just a different ball game up there. So until things are actually enforced, it's not going to stop.
So. Yeah, I saw an interesting article yesterday about the, and I don't know how old you are, Mark, but I say kids, the 20 somethings. So the majority
I'm 2 years
of these,
away from 60, so I'm up there.
Okay, I'm 4 years away from 60, so I'm right behind you. But that's the thing. That's the thing is they were saying, stop gassing our kids. Stop gassing our, you know, protests. And all I could think was, we'll stop gassing the protesters when they stop firebombing the police and shooting fireworks and shooting mortars and shooting, you know, all these other things that I guess maybe that's a conspiracy too, even though we have pictures and, you know, some Dip set himself on fire running through one of those fires, which I know that, is terrible, but I thought was pretty funny.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I would love to see
I'm not the only
of
one.
That and actually some new people.
As long as I'm not the only person laughing about that.
No, that was hilarious. I got a great kick out of that. I actually watched it about six times, so it was pretty funny.
You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Do we let them continue on with their tantrums, or do we put a stop to it?
I don't know. Maybe lighting more on fire might be the answer. Maybe we should start doing that.
No, I don't think we should do that, because innocent people are going to be hurt. The taxpayers are the ones that have to come in and clean all this up, repair everything. The protesters who are out there setting on things on fire, they have no reason not to continue to do it, because you might have seen Kamala Harris. She's pushing the MFF, which is a monetary fund to just release people, pay their bail. And none of these prosecutors are holding people. They're just saying, oh, you know, they were at the protest.
This is our
okay.
vice president, huh? This is our so-called vice president, if they win, putting something like that together. This country is shot if they win. Please, we just got to keep voting for Trump. This is crazy.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for the call today. It is a crazy world. It is a crazy world. Thanks, Mark. And that's if you didn't pick up on this, because, well, the newscasts don't really like to get too much into it. But Kamala Harris is actually saying, don't take the Trump vaccine. So if you are one of those who are worried about coronavirus, which, as Dan pointed out, I'm not. I have no intention of taking a vaccine. I don't do the flu vaccines either. Because our bodies are machines. They are well-hewned machines that fight off viruses. We have herd immunity. That's what Sweden went through. And yet they're the bad guys now. We don't point out Sweden, or the left doesn't point out Sweden, because, well, they came through all of this just fine. Nothing changed for them. They didn't shut their economy down. They didn't force masks on people. But then other places like Australia that are pretty much a socialist country now, they went in and arrested a woman who, by the way, was pregnant and was supposed to be going to a ultrasound. Arrested her because she posted on Facebook to attend an anti-mask, anti-shutdown rally. I guess I would be in prison if I were in Australia, because that's all I do is encourage people and post things about them and on all social media to attend. Just like the 9/11 remembrance I want you to attend on Friday. It's just incredible how people still look at everything going on around us as conspiracy theories. You know, MK Ultra was a conspiracy theory. Oh, we find out, 30 years later, the government admits it. Government covering up unidentified flying objects. Now the Department of Defense and Pentagon puts it out there. Oh, yeah, it's, you know, stuff we track. Conspiracy theory before that. Let's see. Can we name a few other conspiracy theories? Doing drug testing on military servicemen? Injecting them with all kinds of stuff. Agent Orange, I believe that was a conspiracy theory, that wasn't harmful to our military people. Conspiracy theorists is documented as a term that was actually invented by the CIA to cause doubt on people. And I mean on people. I don't mean on what they're saying. I mean on people. Because nobody wants to be labeled a conspiracy theorist. Because with that comes the connotation that you're crazy, or, you know, you're kind of not right with everything that's going on in a polite society. That the government is there for us. Well, let me tell you, it's kind of sad when they finally break out and say, oh, yeah, it was true. But it was for your own good. How many freedoms and liberties do we give up because it's for our own good? I don't even go into the hardcore theories. Because some of them, people just don't want to believe that our own government would be so harmful against us. Now, I'm not talking, you know, your city council people and your commissioners and the people you know and you vote for. I'm talking about the shadow government that I don't understand. People can't grasp the fact that there is documentation, there is flat out proof of a shadow government that, you know, we just elect people. The people that we elect, those are just figureheads. Those are just the talking heads for the cameras. They're really not the people who run the government. Ask Devin Nunes. You know, when he tries to get information, when he tries to get things put before Congress, put before the Senate, that information just never seems to come, does it? But I thought if a senator or a congressman, the elected people of the people, shouldn't they be getting this information? No. It just shows you they're just talking heads. That's why we need to be paying attention to everything that is going on. COVID, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. It's all connected. And it's all to get Donald Trump out of office and not reelected because he's exposing it all. We'll be back after that. Oh, and by the way, I knew all this stuff before the first time Donald Trump was elected. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And just in case you missed it yesterday, Carson City, remember the Carson City School District, no bus service for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Distant learning is put into place right now because of the air quality, the air conditioning that air conditions that we're all breathing in, because this is nasty. This is actually, when you can see, when you can see what you're breathing in, that is not a good thing. Not a good thing. Let's see. Quick email here. Monica, I'm with you all the way on the mask issue, listening to you right now, and you have Dan on the phone talking about the Coast Guard incident, and he just doesn't get the whole control issue regarding the mask, John. Thanks for the email, John. That's, you know, it's, you can't change everybody's mind. It's literally, they are going to just make it people with masks against mask anti-maskers. pro-maskers versus anti-maskers. We've only got 30 seconds, but Brett, what did you have to say today? Do we have Brett on the line?
Hi, Brett. Shadow government.
Brett, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about with your shadow government and how we should concentrate more on getting everybody on page with what's really going on. And like your tinnitus, for instance, but that's a topic for another occasion. We'll leave it at that for the second.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in, Brett. So one of the things that we will be going on in the next hour is how you're being impacted financially after this.